others. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
I said, I'm living my best life. I said, I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dreams pulling up, I'm like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
Tonight's rundown for Bro Talk Live, Ray Lewis, Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, Killer Mike, and Tekashi 6ix9ine. Is he the front runner for Sun King of the Year so far?
He's definitely up there.
All right, I see something, right? All that and more. And also, we're going to play a little bit of a fun game during Jizzy Time. A loaded show today. Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you, by us. It's your main man, Jay. Let's kick it over to Dex. What up, bro?
Dexter Stucky here. Super excited to be here. Another great show playing for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Amen. Brother Bill, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Yet in the land of living, on time, and in uniform. So I'm great.
Amen. And Tysine, as we can see, is logging on right now. And welcome to the show, Ty.
Hello.
Glad to have you tonight.
Thank you.
You okay? Why you look like that? What's happening?
I can't speak well. My jaw is very tight.
Oh. Is the jaw wire shut? What? Did you get a car accident? You Kanye West? What's going on?
It feels like it.
Okay. Well, this is going to be fun. Okay. All right. Start the show, guys. You guys ready for the first part of the show? Any stories to tell? Oh, actually, hold on. It's National Sibling Day. Let's all go by and say how many kinfolk that we have.
I have let's zero. Not. Let's not.
What do you mean, let's not?
There's always a time to make William and I look ghetto. We do this every year.
Dex, how many siblings do you have?
Three.
That's nice. Ty?
Three as well.
Bill?
Four.
Okay. Three plus four. That's how many Bill has. All right.
Bill, with you, like, you say that, like, telling people that you have like 20 brothers and sisters is ghetto, but like, you literally were posting these people on Instagram all day, and I'm like, you don't think that's weird that you have like, that you're like, like you're literally searching. You have to search for pictures to be like, oh, do I even have a photograph with this sibling? Like, do I even know this person's last name? Or like, I mean, Papa was really out there like getting it.
Oh my goodness, Dexter.
That is very extremely offensive and very vulgar.
Well, hey, them kids ain't come from nowhere. Respect that man. Respect his jeans.
Papa was a roller, wasn't he?
All right, Dexter must be hot.
Wait, it's always
must be high again.
It's always the people who have the most kids. Like, their kids have like no children at all. And it's just like, well, when are you gonna have some kids? It's like, I still have brothers being born currently. I don't have time to be having kids. I'm a babysitter.
Absolutely. All right. I have one ounce of sympathy, and you guys can give it to somebody, but we all need to agree. All right. So,
is this dark skin envy?
We'll see. Details at 11. Actually, details right now. First one is Zoe Saldana. She is saying that as an artist of color, she has to work harder. The mother of two explained that working hard in Hollywood just didn't cut it because of her brown flesh skin tone. She said, I do encourage empathy because you do have to work twice as hard to make someone in a position of power who has the same power to F with your life and your dreams, see why they should hire you and why you are the right person for the role. A couple of years earlier, Zoe Saldana said this about race. I literally run away from people that use words like ethnic is preposterous. There's no such thing as people of color because in reality, people aren't white. Paper is white. People are pink. It's a bit ridiculous when I have to explain it to a human being that is an adult like I am, that looks intelligent, that I am black. I feel like as a race, that's a minute problem against the problems, a minute problem against the problems that we face as women versus men in a world that's more geared and designed to cater towards the male species. So she's saying that gender problems are bigger than race problems. All right. Number two, that was Zoe. Chloe we should feel sorry for Chloe. Should we have any sympathy for her? Tristan Thompson was caught on video locking lips with a quote unquote sexy brunette while Chloe set to give birth any day now. This seems like it's on trend because Tristan Thompson did the exact same thing to the woman that he left Chloe for. And I should say the woman that, you know, he went to Chloe for, I should say. The Twitter response is, so Tristan Thompson just going to cheat on his baby mama after he left his baby mama, who he cheated on with his baby mama, for his baby mama just to leave his baby mama, then cheat on his baby mama? Makes sense, right? It seems like it's a hobby for Tristan Thompson to cheat on his girlfriends who are pregnant. That man is trash. So do we feel bad for Chloe, or do we feel bad for Vivica Fox, who says that she's upset and that, you know, her relationship with 50 Cent is haunted because she felt like 50 was going to propose to her. 50 decided to go on Instagram and respond to such allegations by saying, I'm practicing abstinence. He's also saying, PSA, stay away from the blue ones, talking about the blue Viagra pills that last time she spoke out, he said that he used with her, and that is why she can't be quiet. Poor Viv. And last but not least, Killer Mike. He decided to speak out, or try to speak out, on CNN's correspondent Joy Reid. And this is what she posted. She posted a picture saying, and not to be outdone, we rock the H&M for our Elgin Baylor shoot. Hashtag AMJoy, hashtag Glam Squad. So Joy Reid, like I said, broadcaster on CNN. She was very critical of Killer Mike when he went on NRA. So Killer Mike took this opportunity. He saw the H&M and he went ham in her comments, saying, so me doing an interview about black gun ownership with the NRA is bad, but you promoting a company that tagged a black child a monkey is good, cool, acceptable? Okay, check. Shaking my head, niggas. Joy saw this and she decided to respond by clarifying what she meant by the letters H&M. Killer Mike, H&M stands for hair and makeup, Mike. The two women beside me in this pic did my hair, H, and makeup, M, for a shoot. The blouse that I'm wearing is by Nori Solferrari. Did I say that right, Bill? Have you ever heard of them?
I've never heard of them.
And I doubt you can buy it at the retail chain you're thinking of. Okay. I got it from the designer via a stylist. And here I was thinking you were an intellectual and not just the guy who hangs out in the sunken place talking guns with the NRA's official black guy who literally changed his name to black. So who do we have our 1 ounce of sympathy to give to? Zoe, Chloe, Viv, or Mike?
Nail one of them.
If I had to pick one of the four, I would probably say Vivica. I would have the most sympathy for her. Like, I'm never going to have sympathy for someone who's telling me that my struggles don't matter. So, Zoe, you're out. I'm never going to have sympathy for someone who does something and has that same thing done back to them. You never can win when you're dirty, Chloe. And then Mike, I can't really get behind Mike because, like, reading really is fundamental. Like, the girl said H&M by. You should look at that and know that she's not talking about the clothing line. She's not talking about no damn clothes, boy. So I've got to go with Vivica. I mean, think about it. Vivica's what, 50, 60 years old at this point?
Whoa, 50, 60?
Yeah, face falling apart. Movies ain't hitting. Checks ain't cashing. And now you can't even get no man? Like, you still talking about 50 Cent from the early 2000s? It's over. I feel bad.
Here's the thing. I would feel bad for her. But she was the same person that was all on the block talking about how 50 Cent made her eat his butt. So I don't got no sympathy for her. Ain't no sympathy.
But think about it. When girls are trying to get a ring, they might be willing to lick a little butt. Like, you trying to get a ring. And now it's like time is up. Like, time is best.
That's what they might be willing to do.
You'll never know. You never know. And then, like, time has passed. Now she's like, damn, that was my one shot of getting the ring. Look at her now. You ain't never get one now. It's over, girl.
You said time is winding on down?
Time is done. Like, the only one, like, I'm how getting old is she? My phone's already blowing up. I say too much. This
is the problem. How old is she?
50, 60 years old, face set.
She's still pulling that face up.
Do we feel bad at all for Chloe? I mean, she didn't deserve this, you know. It seems like Tristan just leaves as soon as they get pregnant, right? He's like, pew, gone.
As a rule of thumb, I never feel bad for any Kardashian, just as a rule of thumb.
Well, look, Chloe, after this, like, you dealt, it's not like she's been, hasn't been cheated on before. I mean, like, she was dealing with Lamar Odom, who was cheating on her with a crack pipe. Be nice for what for the, to these guys, Chloe? Come on now, get it together. Brush that off, get your body back together, and find you a new one.
Goodness. Yeah, I mean, I do find it interesting that this is a thing that he's doing, but it's like what everyone said he would do, and then he did it. So I don't feel bad for her because why is she shot?
All right. Do you feel bad for Zoe? Zoe Saldana. I mean, she said we don't.
Okay. You already told her she wasn't black. Stop checking for her then.
All right. So let's just move on because no one's going to feel bad.
No. Who do you feel bad for?
I actually feel bad, a little bit bad for Chloe.
Never mind. Keep going. Your opinion doesn't matter.
No, thank you, Jason.
Speaking of things that don't matter, we have an update on Tekashi 6ix9ine from last week, the new king of rap. one of our new favorite personalities on the show. So Tekashi 6ix9ine, since the last time we saw him, has announced that he is going to quit rapping. He posted this on his Instagram page. He said, "I accomplished everything I dreamed of in 5 months, 5 quick months. And then earlier this morning, he posted this on his Instagram page. So I got court tomorrow and I want everybody to put me in their prayers. Hopefully we gonna come out on top. GED is done. Everything is done. But you never know what the judge gonna say. So I want everybody to say a prayer. Hopefully I could say what's up to y'all tomorrow." As part of his probation, he has to get his GED, so that is why he has
GED. So GED.
I thought that was the title of his album.
Right. I thought GED was the name of the album.
No, GED is he has to get his GED.
What does GED stand for?
Diploma. General education diploma.
You have me sitting here talking about this. Wait, this guy doesn't even have a GED, or just got a GED, makes more money than me.
Allegedly has a GED.
And tattoos all over his face looking like a pack of zebra striped gum. Wow.
wow. Life is something, ain't it?
I don't know where I went. Going to school. School ain't going to help me.
School ain't going to help, no pressure.
Tekashi 6ix9ine's management took over his Instagram page saying, "Management, : Tekashi won't be back until further notice. He's decided to release the official audio to Gotti, his new song, today for you guys. Link is in his bio. We'll update you guys on his behalf for the time being. Go listen to Gotti." So his court date actually got postponed, so he has a few more days to get that GED if he doesn't already have it. But he said he's retiring, and that goes to a long list of other rappers who have said they are going to retire over the years. Brown? Yeah, because he's a blood, so you can't have a seat.
I see what you did there.
So we got artists who said they were retiring. We got Jay-Z, Azealia Banks, Briss Brown, Little Bow Wow, 50 Cent, and Tekashi 6ix9ine. They have all said they're going to retire, and none of them seem to be retired. Let's rank who we think should retire. As far as the person we think should retire the most, as the in the least.
See, what scares me is I want to say Little Bow Wow, but people, when they say retire, they always say hang it up, and I don't want to put that on him because he's been going through stuff. So
that's not. We don't want any blame or anything like that to come toward us.
Dex.
No, nothing on our hands.
1-800-SUICIDE. If any of you are thinking suicide is a serious thing.
Absolutely.
There are people that are willing to help.
And who should retire the most?
And attention seeking is a serious thing, too. And there's people who help that, too.
I mean, 50 Cent, Bow Wow, RNBC Bar already retired.
They're not.
No, Bow Wow is still lagging.
Bow Wow is definitely retired. Let me tell you something. If nobody is buying this music, you're retired. Azealia Banks, retired. Lil Bow Wow, retired.
I think Jay-Z should retire. First,
yeah, I mean, I think they all should. It's just who should do it the most. I think
he should do it the most.
No, Azealia Banks should do it the most.
Is that Chris Brown? He definitely should.
The only reason Chris Brown. I feel like all these people are like doing crazy stuff out here, right? But I feel like Jay-Z is the only one who is like of stature, I think, of everybody on this list. But like, Jay-Z is kind of like stooping to the same low that these people are. Like, he's literally pulling stunts to get people to get attention. And like,
I mean, I when you're making $100 million anytime you do something, it's kind of hard not to just keep going, right?
You can keep going, but like at this point though, you're pulling stunts to do it. And I just want better
for I will pull a stunt for $100 million.
No, you wouldn't.
You don't even know what kind of stunts I'd pull for $100 million.
Well, I mean, you do the most for $100, so like, let's not go there.
Oh my God.
Obviously I do. What got you here, didn't it?
Oh, $100. What's
going on behind the scenes around here?
Squeezing one out for $100. Sheesh. Yikes. All right, let's move on. Johnny playing the game. Was Ray Lewis out of line? Yes, Ray Lewis, the former NFL player, went on Colin Cowherd's show, The Herd, and he had this to say about Odell Beckham Jr., the troubled wide receiver for the New York Giants. He said, quote, "When there's no God, there's chaos. Odell has removed God from his life. This is a kid that grew up under the covenant of who God really is and everything that he's doing. He's crying out for help. We have a lot of people reporting about him, but it's always been the duty of elders to go back to help them. So that's why I raised my hand and told him, I'm here, whatever you need." At one point, Ray Lewis also mentioned the fact that the foundation in Beckham's life seemed to be off. He said, quote, "I don't care about religion. I'm talking about a foundation. When your foundation is disturbed, when everything you're doing is the opposite of what got you to this place, then you're making your own life hard." A lot of people had a problem with Ray Lewis just seemingly contextualizing Odell Beckham's faith on the radio. And some people had this to say. Robert Klimko said, "I don't know what OBJ's relationship with God is, but I know for damn sure that Ray Lewis doesn't know, and that is not his place to say on television." Some more comments. Ray Lewis introduced a man to God firsthand, talking about his murder allegations. And Ray Lewis was flat out wrong for publicly questioning OBJ's faith. That's so judgmental. And considering his past, the whole murder thing and having six kids out of wedlock, he shouldn't be throwing stones at anybody. Odell, for his part, decided to post this on Instagram, a picture, or it's actually a bunch of videos of him praying with his family. The caption reads, "The foundation was installed at birth. We will survive and prevail always, God willing." Was Ray Lewis out of line for his comments on The Hurt?
Ray Lewis is always out of line for his comments. Like, who died and made you Jesus?
But if that's what he thinks, I don't think that's like,
I mean,
out of line. That because
so that, I mean, that's what he thinks, but he can't present it. Like, you don't know what is going on in Odell Beckham's life.
I don't know. The last time we saw Odell, he was in a hotel room with a French hooker smoking weed and sniffing coke. So he might not be too far off.
Allegedly.
No, it's not alleged. We saw it. We saw.
We didn't see him sniffing coke.
We saw him holding weed in his hand, and the girl told us there was coke there.
How do we know? How do we know?
She didn't tell you it was coke. She just didn't say that it wasn't.
I mean, you're going to trust the word of a French hooker?
I mean, yeah, it's 2018. Hookers is winning out here. Stormy Daniels, hello. They're winning.
What's up with this notion that hookers can't tell the truth? What's wrong with that? I mean,
don't. You know, they're usually doing something illegal. So they're not really soothsayers and truthsayers. Kind of goes with the territory.
That's all. And we're going to lose the community because of that. To all the strippers that watch the show, I apologize. I can't take you. Ty, what are your thoughts on Ray Lewis's comments? Was he out of line for calling Odell a heathen?
Yeah, mind your damn business.
I want to also point out that on this show, all three of you have said that about me. Just wanted to put that out there.
We said
the same way Ray Lewis said it. You guys.
That's because you're getting high off of coke and like doing whatever you want to do. That's why we said it about you. We know you.
We know you.
You don't know me.
We know you.
Your real friends know you, and we talk to your real friends.
My real friends won't talk to you.
No, probably because they're all hookers.
All right. Anything else to say on Ray Lewis? Are we good?
We're good.
Yeah, we need to stop because the more you talk about Ray Lewis, the more he feels like he can keep speaking. That's the problem.
Do you have an issue with non-grads speaking at commencement events? The reason I ask is because Chance the Rapper has been announced as the 2018 commencement speaker at Dillard University. Dillard president Dr. Walter N. Kimbrough said about Chance the Rapper, he's not signed, but he's a multiple Grammy winner. He also brought up the fact that he has given away music, movie tickets, and Dex's favorite story of the year, the Jordan brand tennis shoes to the hood, and awards to school teachers. The president said he's the artist that your grandmother would love. And he also added that I thought he'd make for a great commencement speaker because of his spirit of being entrepreneurial and authentic, but his civic engagement, including encouraging people to vote and his willingness to speak out on issues like his recent opposition to a Heineken ad, are just as paramount. A couple of people had questions about why Chance, you know, is allowed to speak. This is one of the viewpoints that a lot of people had. Chance the Rapper is poorly uneducated and speaking to college students at Dillard University. He should have a degree to speak at, comma, college, period.
You did it on purpose. Like, no, you're right
there. I did what?
This sentence, like, what the hell was this?
I was just making it up. I didn't make it up. I just screencast.
Someone to get, what right do you have? You don't have mastery of the language that you're speaking. What right do you have?
Maybe it was just a typo. T9.
I didn't see anybody protesting Facebook founder. What's his name?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. I didn't see anybody protesting him speaking at Harvard University's graduation. And he didn't graduate from Harvard. And they gave him a degree.
But I think, look, first of all, I want to start off by saying that Chance never misses an opportunity to run his mouth. So this doesn't surprise me at all. That man loves to talk. That's one thing.
And that's a fact.
And then two, I think that people in this case might be a little bit more upset with Chance and might be willing to forgive Mark Zuckerberg because, like, Chance isn't, he's a rapper and everybody can't do that. Like, that's a skill that only select people have. So that's kind of like, well, why are you speaking to me? Like, I can't aspire to do what you're doing. I think that's kind of why people have an issue with it, or maybe because he's Black. I don't know. I will say, though, generally, I don't really care who speaks at a commencement address. If I have to sit through it, just don't be too long because I don't got all day. I did have an issue, though, when Snooki spoke at Rutgers, only because it's like people like really put in work to get out of school. And then for you to stand up there and speak to me and you're not even you haven't put this work in, and like your career is like not entertainment, but your career is like kind of like a joke. You know what I mean? Like you're not doing anything to change the world with your career. So I could understand why that would be problematic with Snooki, but with Chance, like, he is doing stuff for the community. Regardless of how we feel about the stuff he's doing, he is trying to do stuff for the community and strengthening the community and talking a lot and backing up Monique and giving kids a good board. But nonetheless, he is helping out the community. So go ahead, Dillard, let him speak there and just, you know.
And talking a lot. I do
think that Chance does always take up an opportunity to talk, even if he starts his sentence by saying, I'm not going to talk about this issue. But
I didn't want to say anything, but
that's Chance the Rapper. However, I do not agree with you need a degree to speak at commencement, because I think commencement is more of a life transitional thing. And everyone, no matter if you graduated from college or not, has experienced those transitions of, like, you know, going from one phase to another, or going into the unknown, or going like that into official adulthood, chasing after a dream, blah, blah, blah. So you can still get a lot from someone, even if they don't have a quote unquote college degree. So I definitely don't agree with that.
All right. Bill, do you have a problem with it? I really don't have a problem. I think it's interesting, though, that they would get somebody as young as Chance the Rapper to do something like this. He is a pretty young guy. I think he was like 23, 24, something like that.
Yeah. I don't have an issue with that. Again, we all know that Chance is going to take any and every opportunity to open his mouth and speak. So, I mean, just go on and do it at a university at this point.
Might as well get a check for it, too.
Right.
No, that's
all right. Time for the best part of the show, the most depressing part of the show, racist. And this week, really might piss y'all off, because it's really, really some petty stuff going on this week. All right. You guys probably heard both of these stories already, but the first one we're going to talk about is the one about the kid who got into 20 schools all on scholarships. And so this kid, he's great. He's brilliant. He gets into 20 schools, all schools that he wants to, all Ivy League schools, all the best schools in America, got full scholarships in all of them. They decided to talk about this on Fox 5 DC. And these are some of their comments about the young man. I think it's obnoxious because you can only go to one, talking about one school. You can only take one full ride and you're taking a spot from someone else who worked really hard. The best thing about this is that 19 kids come off the wait list. On every job interview he does, you know, I got into 20 schools. So that lit a fire under a lot of people. A lot of people went on Facebook and Twitter and called the news station and told them that it was ridiculous and racist and passive aggressive. Michael decides to talk to the actual woman, the young man who got the scholarships. This is his account. He said, "This morning, I had a respectful Skype interview with Holly Live, though I did not get an apology during the interview. I will not allow the interview to air until Fox 5 DC provides me with a public apology. Where is the human decency?" Holly Morris said that, "I said that he was amazing. I just don't believe in applying to that many schools. I think 10 would have been equally as impressive. Just my opinion. We don't have to agree. That's okay." And another person who was on the panel of anchors, I guess they were talking about this story, Bishop Talbert, "I am sorry. I am sorry to Michael B. I truly had no malice when I set the story up. We wanted to ask, is 20 schools too much? But I see now that that was petty. Michael is awesome, and I have learned a lesson." So, guys, was the commentary that these women made on the news show, do you think it was racist?
So I'll start. Bishop Talbert, some of you probably don't know, Bishop Talbert Swan is a Church of God in Christ bishop. And he's like a social activist. So I think she was replying to him because he sounded off on Twitter about this. So the issue I have, I could understand where they were thinking that he's taking a spot from like 19 other students. But as soon as he makes his commitment to one school, they fill those spots just as quickly.
Exactly.
As they
exactly. Like the so people are still waiting
to relax. They're like, you're going, if you were not on the list to be accepted, you don't worry. You're still not being accepted. Him getting 19, like 24 rides is not enough. And maybe you thought it was enough to apply to 10 schools because you only got into six. He wanted to apply to 20. How about you mind your business and stay on your little local network, because the big national Fox network news doesn't want you. Stay where you are because you couldn't apply. Why don't you mind your business? Like, allow this boy to apply to 60 schools if he wants. Like, it's not that deep. You didn't have to pay for it, and you don't have to pay the tuition.
I guess that's what it is, Dex. How do you follow that one up?
I mean,
that's it.
I only applied to 4 schools.
I applied to 3.
My parents made me pay my own fee waiver. So I'm like, we're not going to be paying all this money. He is annoying for paying all them damn fee waivers. For application fees, if he didn't get fee waivers, he's dumb.
Like, I'm sure he did. If you're smart enough to have a 4.6 GPA, I'm sure you're smart enough to get a fee waiver.
I do look at it like I agree with what Will said. Like, if he wants to apply to 50 schools, he can apply to 50 schools. But I mean, like, you kind of should have it narrowed down a little bit. Like, it kind of gets to the point where, like, are you doing this for like attention, or did you do this because you actually want to get in to the school? You know what I mean? Like, did you have intentions on actually going to? Like, for me, like, I didn't apply to schools that I didn't want to go to. You know what I mean? Like, I knew kind of where I wanted to go. I mean, I didn't necessarily end up there. But I knew, like, where I wanted to go, so I applied to that school. And then, like, you know, the financial aid stuff, that's a different story, because, you know, some schools want to offer you money, other schools don't. But, like, you kind of have
didn't have those
idea.
Problems.
Huh?
He didn't have those problems, though.
But I'm saying, like, you kind of have a general idea of where you want to go. You've done, like, visits, and you've done your research on the school. So 20, I mean, with a 4.6 or whatever GPA, I think you should be a little bit smarter than that to have to apply to all these schools, because you kind of already know. You've done your homework. Why did you need to do that?
So you're on their side. I just don't understand
understand where
if he wants to apply to 20 schools, what does it matter?
it doesn't matter, but it's just kind of like, you know, people do stuff like this for, like, I think, genuinely, I think he might have done this for attention now. And, like, with that, it's kind of, that's kind of annoying to apply to all these schools just to get attention. Like, that's annoying.
So you think he just did this as a social media viral type thing?
Yeah. Like, I don't necessarily, I mean, clearly, like, he already knew what school he was going to go to. Like, he wasn't considering all 20 of these schools.
He might have been. You don't know. I don't know the kid. So
pretty sure, like, that's what the case was. Like, he wanted to go viral and get attention for it.
Ty, was this racist?
I heard the story, and when the story was introduced to me, it was already introduced as racist. Yeah, so I didn't consider it anything else. But I honestly don't know. It might not be racism per se. It could just be ignorance. It could be.
I mean, he's not the first kid to ever get into 20 schools. Like,
which is why he was like,
but we have never heard this but we've never heard this criticism before.
We've also seen other black kids do it too, though.
That's the issue for me. I've literally never heard that criticism before.
But we like Will said, this is a local affiliate. You don't know what people in, like, Detroit are saying when they, if they even present on these stories. We don't know. You know what I mean? Like, this is
they
just
were in D.C.
This is, but I'm saying, this is just a story that just so happened to get picked up, so we know about it. But we don't know what's being said about these other people who accomplished this. Sidebar, I just want to put this out there, that when we do certain segments, like, Will and I always pretty much on different sides. I'm normally right. He's normally wrong. And then I always like, it's like a game to me, because I'll wait to see what Ty would say. And if he agrees with me, I just feel like I want a jackpot.
All right, let's move on. We'll agree to disagree on that one. Next up, teenager Lakeith Smith was sentenced to 65 years for the death of his friend who was killed by a cop. So he got the punishment.
Wait, what?
In 2015, Lakeith broke into two homes with four other teens in Alabama. Midway through the robbery, police arrived and a shootout occurred between the teens and the cops, with somebody, Washington, finally fatally shot during the altercation. So, although Smith didn't shoot Washington, he was still charged with the murder as an adult under Alabama's accomplice liability laws. Because of the law, Smith is legally liable for the behavior of another who commits a criminal offense if that person aids or abets the first person in committing the offense. The officer who fired the fatal shots, however, was cleared of all charges by a grand jury, of course.
Of course.
So Smith received 30 years for the murder, plus 15 years for burglary, and 10 years each for two theft convictions to be served back to back. Upon receiving the sentencing, the team reportedly laughed in response. However, the lawyer for Smith said the officer shot Adante, talking about Washington, not Lakeith Smith. Lakeith was a 15-year-old child scared to death. He did not participate in the act that caused the death of Adante. He never shot anybody. Guys, it's the fact that that Lakeith has to face 65 years in prison because LaDante died at the hands of a cop. Is that racist?
I think what's crazy about this is that he served more time. He's going to be serving more time for the crime that he did not commit versus the crime that he did commit. He did burglarize a house, so he should go whatever the penalty is for that. He should face that. But, like, you're doubling that sentence for something that he actually did not do. And then it's hard to get a conviction for cops who know, and we see that they're guilty of these things. So, like, you got to keep the same energy. If you're going to give this man 30 years, or this boy, actually, 30 years for a murder that he did not commit, he just so happened to be there, then we got to keep the same energy when it comes to these police officers who are killing these guys. They are actually killing them, and you see that they're doing it. Keep that same energy. Keep him locked up, but lock these cops up too. That's really how you solve this. Because if not, then it is racist.
Again, like Dex said, we're usually on, like, polar opposites of these things. But I agree with everything he just said. Like, if you don't keep the same energy,
this, like, is cute. I like this.
Throw these cops in prison. They are people too. Like, they are out here killing people in cold blood.
Lock
They're
them police up. Officers. Lock them
they up. Work with guns every single day. They know what the hell a gun looks like. They know what it feels like. They know what it looks like from a distance. They carry one with them. But they know what the difference between a cell phone and a gun. And the fact that he's doing 65 years for a crime he did not, did he even get sentenced for the crime that he committed?
Well, 30 for the murder, and then it was like 15 and 10 for
let me tell you something.
And 20 for
don't commit no crimes in Florida, Alabama, Texas, South Carolina, North Carolina, Mississippi. Like,
just take your just leave. Like, just leave those areas. Like, I know it's hard to say. But those are literally the worst areas on in America. Like, outside of Pittsburgh, the worst areas are Alabama, Mississippi. Like, those are they're terrible areas for Black people. I've been doing research on the worst areas to live for Black people, and literally consistently it's the southeastern states. It's ridiculous. Here's the thing.
Mississippi in 2013 just ratified the 13th Amendment outlawing slavery.
Right. In 2020, that's ridiculous.
I think this is a great topic, and I just wanted to kind of like segue it a little bit. If you guys are listening to Bro Talk Live, you would probably love the Day Ones podcast. It's one of our good friends, Tone. He actually just started this podcast, and he just did an interview with a police officer, Trey Johnson, who's also someone that we know we went to college with. It's a really good interview, and it really gives you to in-depth conversation with the cop and how they're trained and what they think about versus like African-Americans and minorities. So it's a really good listen, and this conversation really reminded me of that.
All right, time for Q&A.
Time for Q&A. This is my favorite part of the show. Well, the whole show is my favorite. Let me stop lying. but I do like interacting with you all, and so we'll just go ahead and dive right in. Topic one, visiting boyfriend's relatives on hospice. Topic two, Jehovah's Witness babysitter. Topic three, boss on 100. I was just watching Jeopardy. Topic four, black barbershop. I think this week is anything goes, so you guys can basically just pick any one.
Definitely four.
And I don't want to do this Jehovah's Witness babysitter.
All right, four and two.
All right, four and two.
Let's do four.
I'm a white guy living near a black barbershop. This shop does a brisk business, and so far I can tell, walking by twice a day on my commute to work, 100% of the clients in barbers are black. What's the right way to find out if A, I'd be welcome in the shop, and B, they can cut white hair well?
White hair.
This is a real thing. Like, I have, like, my barber is black, and he's told me before that, like, there's white guys that will come in there, and they just ask. Like, they'll say, like, you know, like, do you cut, like can you cut white hair? Because like, it's different. Obviously, it's a different texture, and there's, like, different
things. You got to use scissors. Yeah, you got
to
use scissors.
I mean, it depends on, like, what the person's getting. You can use clippers, too. But it just comes down to a point where it's, like, one, do you feel comfortable letting these guys cut your hair? Because I don't know what brisk business means. I'm not really sure what that means.
I never heard that before.
But like one, like you have to know, you have to be comfortable with yourself. Like, are you comfortable going in there? One, and then two, like ask them, like, you know, like, could you take care of me or whatever? And then like, you'll give it a whirl. Once they get you do it once, you'll decide like, you guys are terrible or you guys can keep cutting my hair. You know what I mean? Like, and I wouldn't feel self-conscious about it or make a big deal out of it. I would just go in and ask him to cut my hair.
Potato salad with raisins in it.
I used to live in an area where the closest barbershop was a business called Hair Cuttery.
Oh, yeah. We know Hair Cuttery. It's kind of like Supercuts.
Yeah, very, very famous haircut place. And, I mean, I wouldn't go in there.
Hell no. What the hell would I go in there for?
First of all, Hair Cuttery is like $60 for a haircut.
I mean, haircut there. It's not, has nothing to do with race. If that were the only barbershop around and, like, I lived in that area, I mean, I might go in there and check it out and see. And ask some questions. So I think you can definitely do that. But I mean, if not, there's no harm in going to a spot. I think he means that the barbershop, they might be quick or something. I don't know what that means.
Then that's not a black barbershop.
Go ahead. Okay. Because I was about to give advice.
Like, what you really need to do, don't worry about if they can cut your hair. Worry about if they take breaks while they're cutting your hair and take lunch.
Then you know they're good.
A little bit of stuff on the side while they're cutting your hair. That's what you need to go ask them.
And their hands are stirring all kinds of foolishness. I mean, the foolishness of the barbershop is so funny. Like, you can try to be bougie and stuck up, but you always have to go back to the barbershop to get your hair cut. So you can only go but so far with being like that person. Like, unless you get one of those people to fly your barber out. Other than that, like, you have to go to the barbershop and you got to be ready.
Or learn how to cut your own hair.
I know people cut their own hair, and I'm always like, it's cut, but it's never sharp. You know what I mean? So, like, just go to the barbershop.
I cut my own hair. Damn.
No, I wasn't talking about you. Like, I wasn't talking about you.
I cut my own hair. Damn.
Sorry. Your hair looks sharp.
Go ahead, Bill.
So here's my advice. You need to carve out a Saturday, as in carve out. If it's a real black barbershop, you need to take one day off
and walk a full day off work.
You need a full day off work.
Appointment that they won't be ready for.
That they ain't gonna be ready for. Walk in there. Now here's the test.
So if you don't think they got an app, they don't got no app.
Go to the.
They have an app, but they're not gonna go by it.
Barbershop. Right. I'm in there. Cutting some, ain't nobody got no prayer rugs out. You need to walk on out of there. Cut your hair right.
You said if ain't no prayer cloths, they can't. You said don't get your hair cut there.
Don't even.
I would say there just has to be some type of sports memorabilia, and then you're good to go.
You gotta have that little chart with all 30 of them little haircut pages.
Yes. And you have to have like illegal cable going with like BET or something like that playing too.
Is this and a bootleg man walking in the door with some DVD?
You have to.
It's not even a
decision, because once you pick a barber at that shop, you're stuck with that barber.
And you got to keep going to that.
Right.
Move around. So you have to really sit back and watch.
You got to watch. That's why you need to carve out a Saturday.
Or know somebody who's gotten
sit a haircut. Watch.
Because if you sit and then you look like, damn, he's a better barber than him. After that guy's already cut your hair, it's too late. You got to go somewhere else.
And be careful, because you don't want to go in there and sit down and then just jump in the first chair that opens up. Because like Ty said, you got to watch them. The ones who are quick.
That's right.
Might be quick, or they might be open because nobody's going
to. Good barber, if you sit there for 4 hours, they'll ignore you for 4 hours. Like until you say. Until you like something like, I'm here to get a cut. Who's next? Or how many you got? Like, they're not going to acknowledge the fact that you're sitting there. That one person that says, oh, you here for a cut? Like, tell them no and leave.
Jesus. That's the rules of the black barbershop. So, so go there, write a letter, whatever you have to do. Introduce yourself. Let them know that you're here in the neighborhood and that you will be applying to be a customer of theirs, and let them do their work. All right, Ty, keep going.
Number two, sorry, that one took long. It's kind of funny though. I recently found out a woman who occasionally watches my son is a Jehovah's Witness. I don't know many, but I feel somewhat concerned. She has watched him overnight before and has asked that I allow her to take him to church with her if I cannot get him by a certain time. I never had a problem with this until I found out she was a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, church means what's the Jehovah's Witness church called? Bill, what they call it?
Kingdom Hall.
Kingdom Hall, that's what it is. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yes, it's called Kingdom Hall. They ain't got no windows.
They got no windows, yeah.
No, they don't
have like a Supermax prison up in there. They'll let you out.
I never had a problem with it until I found out she was a Jehovah's Witness. She is great, as well as her family. They treat my very young son like family, and he loves to be with them. She often asks that I do not pay her for watching my son, as I am a single mom. I love her and don't want her to stop watching my son. Would it be okay if the next time she asks, I tell her no?
Now, if you don't want to pay no damn money, if you want to keep it free, you better let her take that baby to church. Look. Free is free.
It depends. Like, you can watch him like and have a different religion than me, but I don't want you taking him to a religious institution that I don't agree with. Therefore, I would have to say no. And if she's not willing to watch a kid after that, then you just have to figure it out from there. I'm sorry. I wouldn't let them take my, is it to Kingdom Hall? Is it?
Yeah, Kingdom Hall.
They can keep that.
Supermax. Bill, you ever been inside one of them Kingdom Hall churches?
Not wear them things.
Not a fan. I'll take my Jesus. Thank you.
Have you been there though? You've been there?
Yes, I have. I knew somebody that was a Jehovah's Witness, and they were trying to convert me. They had the yellow book, and they were trying to give me.
They always do.
Thank you, but no thank you.
They love to argue. Like, that's crazy.
No. They love to argue until you call them on. So I'm going to tell you a real quick story. I had Jehovah's Witness show up at the house one day.
Oh, you're breaking up. I don't think we'll be able to get through this story. Purge.
Oh, all right, never mind.
You don't got a minute to talk about Jesus, huh?
People who like to
talk about Jehovah,
ignore them.
That's the Jehovah who.
Ooh, Lord.
I wanted to talk about Jehovah, and I said Jehovah who? Well, Jehovah Rapha? Jehovah Ropek?
Yeah, we're gonna move past this.
Well,
well, you might have to cut out and come back in. You splitting.
He's still telling this story, though.
Why are you waving? He's so rude.
Bye.
Then what should they do? Should she stay?
If you, first off, the fact that she mentioned that this person watches the child for free, you know you're going to send the child to church. like at this point, you should ask the woman what she wants the child to wear, because you know the child's going to church with this woman, Kingdom Hall with this woman.
All right, Bill, you back?
I think so.
You're still you sound a lot better.
It was like crazy breaking. I was like,
what? You sound a lot better. Awesome. So what was you saying about the church? You said you wouldn't let him go?
No.
Plain and simple.
After all that,
dry.
No,
because they came to the house, and I'm like, they like got me to talk about Jehovah, and I'm like, well, which Jehovah we talked about? Jehovah Shalom, my peace. Jehovah Nisi, my banner. Jehovah Rapha, like who we talking? It was just never mind.
Hey.
Sometimes you gotta get together.
Look, we don't want to offend any people who might have different beliefs than we do, but if you don't believe in the same thing that other people believe in, and you don't want your children to be entrenched in that, then I think you should just speak up and say something.
We're not Ray Lewis.
If you see something,
unless you want it for free. If you want it for free, then you're just going to have to deal with it. Time for just a time. We're going to do another edition of the branded Jizza Times called Tell Me Something I Don't Know. And
you're going to see it everywhere come tomorrow. People love it.
You know it. Let me tell you something. Like, influencers, curators. Belle Callis, Alvarez, or whatever her last name is, Cardi B, talked to GQ magazine, and in the interview that she did with GQ, she talked about her obsession that she has with presidents, saying, quote, "I love government. I'm obsessed with presidents. I'm obsessed to know how the system works. First of all, FDR helped us get over the Depression all while he was in a wheelchair. Like, this man was suffering from polio at the time of his presidency. And yet all he did worried about was trying to make America great. Make America great again for real. He's the real make America great again, because if it wasn't for him, old people wouldn't even get Social Security." And they asked Cardi B a lot of questions about presidents, and she is literally an expert about them. So in honor of that, we're going to play a little bit of Presidential Jeopardy. And we're only going to play for 5 minutes. And I'm going to set my timer, and the first person to have the most points, y'all got to keep your own scores. Don't be trying to inflate y'all scores either.
We have 5 minutes.
We got 5 minutes. Let's do it. All right. Somebody pick something. Let's start with Dex. The categories are ugliness, what the F, fun facts, and scandalous.
Scandalous for 800.
All right.
Ooh, going big. Go big or go home, right? Okay.
I don't know. Right, I don't know nothing.
Scandalous for 800. And it reads, he became the legal guardian to his friend's 11-year-old orphan daughter. 10 years later, they were married at the White House, making her the youngest first lady ever at the age of 21 and making him the Woody Allen of the 19th century. Which president was this?
Benjamin Harris.
Who was Grover Cleveland.
Who you say, Bill?
Grover Cleveland.
All right, Ty, who you going with?
Oh, we can all pick one?
No, Dex just picked. I just want to know who you're going with, though.
I do think that was Grover Cleveland. I don't know why.
You're right. Grover, it is Grover.
Sounds like a black man.
It was Grover Cleveland. He married nasty, ain't he?
Nasty and disrespectful.
BB nasty. All right, that's done. All right, so Dex has no money. Keep it moving. Who we got next, Ty?
Will got Bill has 800. So should he pick?
Oh, Bill, go ahead. What'd you say, Bill?
Let's stay scandalous for 600.
You like the scandalous category, huh? Scandalous president. All right. He holds the record of being the only bachelor to be president. Although he may not have been truly single, he lived with Alabama Senator William Rufus King for 10 years. Andrew Jackson called them Miss Nancy and Aunt Fancy behind their backs. A. James Buchanan, B. James Polk, or C. Millard Fillmore. Presidents. These presidents have always been scandalous. This is ridiculous, right?
Always.
I'm gonna go with film. Buchanan died. He was a big one. I'm gonna go with Fillmore. Fillmore.
No,
you're wrong.
It was James Buchanan.
Absolutely right.
I've heard that Miss Nancy thing. I've heard that before.
Miss Nancy and all fans.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
That is so nasty.
All right, Ty, go ahead.
Let's do fun facts for 600.
We got 2.5 minutes, and no one got no points. You said for 200?
I got 800. Get your life. I got 800.
Well, you didn't get that? No, nigga, that was Dex's question.
I got the first one.
5'4" and 100 pounds. Which president was that? Was that William Taft, Franklin Roosevelt, or James Madison?
William Taft.
This is Ty's question. He gets all the answer.
Well, agree with what I said.
You said William Taft. All right, Dex, you said William Taft too?
Yeah.
All right, Bill, what you say?
James Madison.
Ooh, Bill takes the lead.
Oh. William.
James Madison, 5'4" and 100 pounds. All right, Bill, you control the board. Where are we going?
Let's go with WTF for 800.
All right, Bill, you got 1,000 points trying to go for 1,800.
Wait, how does William have 1,000 points?
Because he did answer that first question right eventually. No, but he was the only one.
The point that was Dex's question. We were just guessing.
It doesn't.
It's not how Jeopardy works. Better.
You ever watched Jeopardy before?
No. He's still in the lead. He only wanted to get a question right still, even that last one. All right, he caught pneumonia and died after giving the longest inaugural address on a cold, rainy day with no coat or hat. His presidency lasted 1 month. Is it A, John Quincy Adams, B, William Harrison, or C, Dwight Eisenhower? Bill.
B.
No, it's A.
Bill, you said B?
It's not. Yes.
All right. The answer is B. William is on it.
Oh. He's smart.
1,800 points with just over 45 seconds to go. Bill, what are we going to go with?
William, go with the first category.
All the answers is Donald Trump. First category is ugliness, by the way.
Ugliness for 800.
Facts for 400 is 800.
You said ugliness for 800?
Yeah, why not?
His thing broke up. Yeah.
I'll take that as a yes. He was so unpopular, especially with his own party, that he was granted the first federally funded White House security force. 4 plainclothes guards were employed to protect him, a.k.a. the Secret Service. Who was it? Was it Andrew Jackson, Thomas Jefferson, or John Tyler?
Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson.
Oh, was it?
The answer actually is C, John Tyler.
C, John Tyler.
I get those points.
He looked nasty. Look at him.
He was also the last president to ever own slaves. All right, Ty, last question. You got it.
You need to put the board back. Oh, there we go.
Let's do what the F.
600.
We never did what the F.
We did want what the F.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, for 800.
Okay, what are we doing, Ty?
We can do a what the F for 600.
It's up to you, dude. Whatever.
No, I like ugliness. Those categories seem better.
Ugliness for 600. Here we go. He lost the popular vote by 250,000 votes, but eked out electoral college win by a single vote, earning him the nickname His Fraudulency.
George Bush.
Bill, what you going with?
I'm
going
to Rutherford B. Hayes.
Oh, Bill came pulled it through. Rutherford B. Hayes. They used to actually also call him. They used to call him Rutherfraud as well, according to the New York Times. Bill wins the presidential Jeopardy. He is the most like Cardi B. Bill, congratulations.
Even though Cardi B is wrong and Franklin Delano Roosevelt was not responsible for Social Security, but we'll move on.
All right. Time for Dex's BS for Poe.
Okay. We're just going to go to Florida and park it there for today.
Florida man.
All right. So the first story is there's a man, last name Johnson, before I even tell this story, so just let that sink in. There's a man who was recently arrested.
What's his first name, Mahat?
No, his first name was like something with an A, and I can't really pronounce it. Just so you know, this person's black. It's a black man. So he was arrested. And when
you sure wasn't Mahat?
No. So I don't even know what that means. Cackling like sissies. Anyway, so there is this black man who was arrested. While he was in custody, police officers, you know how they do, they try to interrogate you, and they were giving him this man scare tactics. So what he did was he was tired of the police officers putting their finger in his face. So he grabbed the police officer's finger with his mouth and bit off a chunk of the guy's finger. When they asked him to open his mouth so that they can retrieve the piece of the finger, he proceeded to chew the finger up and attempted to swallow it. No one knows if that finger has passed through his body or not yet.
Ooh.
Also in Florida, there is a strip club that is being sued. They're being sued because one of their premier feature acts is a drag.
We need to sue a strip club too, right, y'all?
I'm sorry?
We need to sue a strip club too.
We sure did.
Very similar situation. Kind of. There's a drag queen stripper who was also a man at the same time and with implants. They decided to do a lap dance for one of the patrons of the club. But when the stripper was doing her signature move, which is a motorboat, which is when she places her breast and places the person between the two of her breasts and violently. After that happened, the man came out. He had two chipped tooth and a broken jaw because of the implants. Because the implants and the
barrier. I don't know what kind of implants did they have? Submit. No? What the hell?
And that has been Dex's Beers report for the week.
He chipped his tooth doing a motorboat on somebody's boat. Yeah.
And they're suing the club and they're suing the stripper.
Oh my God.
The boobs too, but teeth were already.
Yeah. Motorsport. Put that thing in port. All right, Bill, time for seats.
Oh boy. It's now time for seats. So I'm going to start because I actually do have a seat this week. So I get to work this morning. I'm usually at work by like 7:30 at the latest. Today I was a little late. I got there like, huh?
What time are you supposed to be there?
7:50.
You saw him to work early?
So I got to work today at like 7:45, right? So one of my coworkers, like, we cool. So I go to sign in. And my one coworker takes my hat off my head and puts it on the desk, like by me, and was like, oh, you know, you need to take that off. You in the building. Ha ha ha. So we laugh and we joke and we move on. Now there's an office full of people. The next coworker walks in who, you know, we're not really friends. May supported Trump and maybe a white supremacist, takes my hat and says, you did it wrong, and proceeded to throw my hat across the room.
I would have threw his ass over there to get it.
They be picking on you in school. We'll be getting bullied at work. You better have your mom drop you off.
Before I realized what I was doing, I had hopped over the desk. Like, I was already over the desk. And one of my coworkers like pulling me. You want me to demonstrate the way I almost beat the hell out of you?
That's gonna reenact me.
Oh, okay. Get your life. Like, I want people that thinks it's okay to do whatever you want to do. Like, I don't know where people, especially certain groups of people, feel entitled to just do things. Let me explain something to you. It is not the 1960s, 50s, 40s, 30s, 70s, or 80s. You will not get away with the stuff you got away with great-grandparents and that sort of thing. Out, and it was a meme. Don't let the president get your ass beat.
You picked the head up when you finished done all that extra stuff?
I absolutely did not pick that head up. He wouldn't pick that head up. And he it like,
okay.
Did he bring it back to you? He just stayed over there and he made you walk across the room.
Absolutely brought it back to me.
He threw that head back at you.
Bounced it back on your head.
He clowned you. You ain't acting a fool out here. He was like, just
yeah. He put it back on your head. You made him put it back on your head.
No, I'm like this.
He went like this. Pulled it all the way down on him.
I do have a seat today, finally.
I have a seat too. Can I go? I want to go for it. Forget it. My seat's going to go to the people who is investigating Facebook.com. My wife has been home for 3 months now with this baby. So she's been watching. Yeah. So she's been watching any and everything on television. So what she's been watching recently is this Facebook Senate hearing that they are having or whatever with the congressmen's. And the congressman, and they were asking Mark Zuckerberg a lot of questions about technology. And they had 5 minutes to ask their questions, and then they had to move to the next senator. So today they were asking their questions, and as Zuckerberg was replying to their questions, they kept cutting him off in order to ask more questions. If you don't want the answer to the questions, don't ask the question in the first place. Secondly, if you're going to be a congressman, at least have the respect to know what you're asking. Like, don't sit here and ask a general question like, oh, why was this Republican page taken down on 6/16/2014? Like, why the hell would Mark Zuckerberg know why a particular page? He's the CEO of Facebook. Why would he know why a particular page is taken down? Don't waste people's time and don't waste taxpayers' questions on stupid stuff like that. Do research. Come there informed. Don't sit here and act like, you know, you're an idiot at a Senate hearing where you're questioning somebody about privacy. Don't ask somebody what's the purpose of Facebook at a Senate hearing about security and privacy. You're wasting time, you're wasting energy, and you're wasting taxpayers' funds. So get it together, government. If you're going to ask questions, at least be informed. Period.
I saw that segment and I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Like, what are you doing? Like, do you know why this page was taken down? This Mark freaking Zuckerberg.
It was racist. Did he know? Who cares?
What's up? Did he know?
No, he didn't know. Girl,
of course he didn't know. Well, he stole Facebook to begin with. He ain't know.
Right.
He ain't
like lock him up too.
Regardless, just don't ask stupid questions and waste our time.
I have a seat too. So
why do I have to go last?
You love going last.
I love talking first.
So
my DM draws wide shirts. I can't argue with you, but I want you to shut up.
Okay, go ahead.
Ty, they bullying you, Ty.
Like, no, go ahead, Dak.
So you guys know, like, I've been a big fan of Charlamagne since 2007. Like, he's great to me. Like, he's a great interview. Like, I've liked him for years. I recently just finished his book, and one of the biggest things in a book that I like liked was when he's like, stop worrying about a check being attached to everything. And like, for me, like, to be honest with you, like, we do this show on Tuesday nights, but there's no check attached to it. We do it because we like it. We want to do it. And we feel like this is something that's good for us so that we continue to do the show. I listen to Charlamagne's podcast, The Brilliant Idiots, every single week, except last week, I only listened to about 8 minutes of it. And at the very beginning of the show, granted, I do think that he was talking about a specific person, but I just really feel like you got to be mindful of what you say when you have an audience. And at the beginning of the show, he kept saying, you know, this is The Brilliant Idiots. We have advertisers. And he continued to just kept saying that. He kept saying, like, we have advertisers. Then he went on this rant. He's like, well, if you don't got advertisers or sponsors, you shouldn't even be doing it. It's a waste of time, this, that, and the third. And like, for me, that's disrespectful as a person who does respect you and wants to be like, you know, where you are or whatever, or in that realm that you are. Like, it's really discouraging to hear you say If you're doing this and you're not getting a check for it, you're wasting time. Considering the fact that you just put in your book that everything you do shouldn't have a check attached to it. And I'm generally speaking for me, like I have a full-time job as well, just like these guys do. But this is just something that people are passionate about. And I feel like you're losing your passion when everything that you do or encourage has to have a check attached to it. That's it.
I mean, and it happens because people get to a certain level and they forget, you know, saying why they do it, and they end up doing it for a check. So that's why Charlamagne does it at this point. It's for a check, and it's not necessarily for the reason that he got into it for the first place. I mean, and that's fine, but that's where he's at in his life. It's just like Jay-Z, like Charlamagne's Jay-Z to us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like rappers. Jay-Z would probably say, don't rap for free, when people who literally like rapping do it for free, and they do their shows or whatever like that, and they do cypher battles and stuff like that. It's not necessarily for a check, but it's what they want to do. So I mean, you're right, you're absolutely right, but Charlamagne's speaking from a place of privilege, and he's way up there, he's at the top of his game, and you know, good luck to him, whatever. But you know, hopefully people will continue to stay inspired and to do this for the reasons that they like to do it. So excellent seat, Dex.
In fact, you should have let me go first, because yours was a good ending. I mean, when I was kind of piggybacking off of William, which is why I was going to go after him, and that everybody has a work personality and a real personality, and I want, when you're at work, not to try to cross those lines. Like, I had a coworker today, because we had PSAs and a lot of stuff going on, and she was like really coming at me, and I kindly said to her, I said, excuse me, listen. She's like, well, I was like, I'm fake at work, so you're crossing the line. Like, you're going too far. Like, don't make my real personality come on. I need you to relax. Like, I'm fake at work. Like, I'm not really that nice. Everybody knows I'm not nice. But you have to be and like, you're crossing those lines because you're getting a little bit too comfortable. Like, there's nothing, like, you need to stop.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because I had that I'm just like that at work. But Ty, you told me a story yesterday, and I was just like, I'm surprised that people are that comfortable with you. I think you're getting soft.
I think I am. Like, I'm trying to, like, you know, you're trying to be this, like, you're growing up and you're trying to be different, but people are really like trying me lately. And like, I had to ask you, I'm like, am I tripping? Like, people are just saying and asking me and doing anything.
Yeah. Like, we have to get back have to stand our ground and, be stern in the Lord and let them know that we will not accept any mediocrity and we will not be taken advantage of.
I just reclaiming your attitude.
Okay.
There you go.
That's the key. Like, the key to happiness is controlling your own life. And once people understand that they cannot run over you, it's literally the most secure thing, the most secure feeling you can have in your life. So I encourage everybody, if someone's taking advantage of you in your life, speak out against it and let them know that it will not be accepted in the future. And this message has been brought to you by against. This message has been brought to you by the artist FKA Urban. Shakima asked me what that meant, by the way. Everybody that's wondering, it's not F word or anything like that, or effer. Like, everyone's like, what's that, fucker? Like, what does that mean? And no, that's not what it means. It's formally known as, because I don't know what my next at name is going to be. So I'm just formally known as Urban. I'm like the artist formally known as Prince. Remember when he did that? Wasn't that like an awesome time?
It was.
Yeah, so shout out to Prince.
So y'all not going to say that's stupid. Okay, cool.
I'm not saying that you can't hate. You can also be wrong, which you are. But just to let you know, I'm still going to be fly, like, regardless, all right? So stay mad and stay ugly.
See, there we go. Like, I need to get a check for that. That's the problem.
All right, you guys have any announcements to make?
What I been doing? I think I did nothing last week.
Hold up, you did do a podcast, didn't you, Dex?
I mean, I always do my stuff. Y'all know about this.
Out here.
Some people don't like me now.
Get it.
Brow. I do want to say, I do want
to shout out to Luster.
Tristan Thompson, I think
you girl. Huh? Girl, no, we're not.
Like, I just want to give a quick shout out to him, because you single-handedly like ruin black men, because usually black men don't cheat. We don't do that. And you're not the first black man to ever cheat at whatever. Now people are looking at the rest of us like we cheat. And that's not a black
man. Right. It looks stupid. Hey, man. We will be taking an offer enough for Khloe Kardashian on the next episode of Bro Talk Live.
The first show.
No, we won't either.
Oh, come on, Bible.
What was I going to say? Oh, thank you to everybody that has supported our campaigns on Instagram, including Music Mondays, Woman Crush Wednesdays, Throwback Thursdays. You guys have been awesome just participating and everything. So if you guys haven't yet, follow us on Instagram, because all during the week we have fun activities and stuff like that, and we play games with everybody. So we really appreciate the engagement, and that helps us build our following. So we really appreciate everybody that has decided to vote on a song or uptick a song or say yes to a Woman Crush Wednesday or something.
Or like screenshot so. Exactly what we wrote and then posting on your own page without giving us credit. Thanks, you know.
And shout out to everybody that has also given us credit, because someone also has messaged us. So shout out to people like the Bel Air Pair, also Marion, and there's a bunch of other Unspoken Citizens podcasts that have been influenced by things that we've done, and we really appreciate all the support that you guys have offered us. So shout out to everybody that listens to the show. We appreciate it. Any final words, guys?
Oh, also shout out to Joey Nortiz following, watching. So thank you. I did see the DM. Thank you.
Ooh. How? Oh, got a DM. Popping in the DMs.
I want y'all to relax. Live holy. Y'all put the coke down, okay?
All right. For Dex, for Ty, and Ty Unamused, and Bill, this has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. My name is Jason. We will see you next week.